Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. ARS singing our anthem, Small Business Owners. That's what I think. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, still got to try. You're all in, small business owners. I know about you. Push all the chips to the middle of the table every day. And that's what makes us proud of you, and that's the reason why you're my heroes. Rick Maurer is here. Rick is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 14 years. We'll celebrate that later this year. Author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He's our change expert. He's taught us how to lead change, not just manage it, but lead change. One of the things that happens, Rick, as you certainly know and have taught us, is that change, real quality change, has to go through a crucible, has to go through a gauntlet, and that gauntlet is made up of resistance. And one thing we know is steel can't get harder until it goes through a hardening process. Ideas can't be excellent until they go through a hardening process, can they?
Well, that's true.
And shouldn't we, as leaders, even though it may be a little painful, it may hurt our ego a little bit, shouldn't we place a high value on resistance?
We should put an extremely high value on it. Because it's information that's letting us know where we are. I mean, it's no different than a tracking system in a plane. And if the pilot got angry every time he saw it was going, off track, he'd have real problems. So the idea is it's giving you information about what's working, what isn't working, what long-term concerns might be there, and more effective leaders are able to take that in as information. I had somebody tell me yesterday, he said, yeah, well, resistance just lets you know that people are listening. And I kind of like that. So if you're not getting resistance at all, and you're the owner of this business, you might be the greatest owner in the world, but it's more likely
people are afraid
to tell you the truth.
Well, and here's what's worse. You don't have engaged people.
Right.
If your people are engaged and there's a culture of safety in your organization, if you have a culture where you can actually say to people, what do you think? And be honest about it, then you've got a company that's going to look an awful lot like what you want it to look like, which might not be the best way for it to look.
Yes, exactly. As a friend of mine was telling me that he was in a meeting and the executives were up talking about some big change going on, da 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 da. And the meeting's over, and my friend is right behind these two people in the audience. And this one woman turns to her friend and said, "Well, that wasn't too bad, was it? Hey, how was your vacation?" So the half-life of that idea put up on stage was less than a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, and the problem is those leaders have no feedback loop to let them know that at least with one person and probably more, this did not go over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real problem. If we're not inviting resistance, if you ask questions after a staff meeting, say, "So how was that?" And people go, "Yeah, it was okay, good." You want to get out of there. You don't want to hear critical things. And what you're missing is important stuff. And you probably introduced it.
Too far down the road of your approval process, to the point where it didn't make people feel like they could weigh in on it.
Yeah,
like you began in our first segment. If the boss is already excited about it, if it's not exciting to the other people, they're not going to say anything about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is where you need before you get too excited, or at least before you demonstrate to people how excited you are about something. You need to kind of test the waters, don't you?
You do. And one way of testing it, which I didn't come up with this myself, but I like it, is that you can say, okay, so here's the idea we're thinking of. Let's brainstorm. What could go wrong? And people get real energized when the question is, what could go wrong? Mm-hmm. Now, you put boundaries around that. You say, for the next 15 minutes, let's brainstorm what could go wrong. And suddenly, you've got this list of stuff that you say, all right, so which of these things up here on the list are things we really ought to pay attention to?
Well, and you could actually do the Ben Franklin thing, right? You could put a line in the middle of the page and say, okay, what could go, what's good about this and what's not good about it?
You could do that, too.
And then add them up.
Yep.
Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com is the website. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.